In this video, I'm going to share with you the four biggest myths I hear that are keeping people like you stuck in jobs and careers that they hate. I'm going to share with you the short version of my story and how and why I can help you get from where you are now to where you want to be, because I have been there, I have experienced it, and I've helped people all around the world to change. If you like everything you hear at that point, I'm then going to tell you about a live event, an online coaching program, and an online course that I've developed. They're all different price points, so there is something to fit you and to suit what you want if you are ready to change your life and to change your career. Before we get started, so that you can trust that this is something you can listen to and believe in, and it's not just some theory that I'm giving you from a book, I'm just going to share with you the short version of my story, which is that I used to be where you are now. I used to be stuck in a career, in a job that I hated. I was miserable. It all went back to when I was 3 years old. I was in the back of my dad's car, I looked out the window, we were stuck at traffic lights, and a black Porsche sports car pulled up next to us. And I said to my dad, whose is that car? And he said to me, it's our solicitor's. And I said, I want to be a solicitor then. And the running joke in our family at that time was, at 3 years old, I couldn't even pronounce the word solicitor properly. If you're not from the UK, a solicitor is basically a lawyer. So from when I was three, I told this story, I wanted to be a lawyer. Everybody else loved it. I was from a very normal working class family. So the fact that their 3 year old son wanted to be a lawyer, people loved, everybody loved, everybody used to talk about it all the time. Everywhere I went, I was rolled out and I would tell people I wanted to be a lawyer and they'd be very happy. I went through school saying I wanted to be a lawyer. I ended up going to university, got a law degree, went to law school, qualified at some of the biggest and best law firms in the world and worked there for years. Ended up setting up my own law firm when I was 29. And to the outside world, looked like I had it all. I looked like I had the career that everybody would want. My life generally was picture perfect to the outside world. The problem was that behind the scenes, I was miserable. I was depressed. It even got to a point where I was suicidal. And I decided I just had to rip it all down and start again. So I spent tens of thousands of pounds and thousands of hours figuring out how I'd got myself to a place where I felt like I'd built a prison around me. Maybe that resonates with you. Maybe that's how you feel now. And I figured it out. I realized all of the things that were holding me back, all of the things that had got me to where I was. I pulled down the walls of the prison and I changed my life. I changed my career and I moved into things that I liked to spend my time doing. After that, I thought maybe this stuff can help other people. So I wrote a book called The 7 Secrets to Change Your Career. And I started helping other people around the world. I delved more into psychology and emotions and human behavior and understanding from the very root how we all operate. And that allowed me to help people even more in all different parts of life. So the key to everything I'm about to tell you is that I've been where you are. You can trust that this is real. This is not, as I say, something from a book. I've lived this experience. I've coached other people through this process. I have helped other people change from where you are now to where you want to be. And I can help you do the same thing. And there are likely to be lots of things holding you back right now. If you've reached a point in your life where you want to change your job, you want to change your career, there are likely to be lots of things holding you back. These are the four biggest ones I hear most commonly, which is why I wanted to address them first. Myth number one is that people say to me often when they're in a job, in a career that they don't like, they'll say to me, Paul, but I don't know what I'd want to do anyway. I don't know what else I'd want to do, so there's no point me taking the risk of changing from what I'm currently doing, which is often a safe and secure job. They've got a family, they've got a house, they've got mortgage and rents to pay, they've got bills to pay, they've got cars to pay for. Maybe that all resonates with you as well. It's a huge myth. And the silent implication when people say that to me, which most people don't really think about and realize, is that it implies that people who do change their job or do change their career midlife know what they want to do. And in my experience, it's really, really rare for anybody to know what they want to do. It may be 1%, 0.5% of people I come across always knew what they wanted to do and have just been too afraid to do it. And that's a different matter. If that's you, we can help you to change into that thing by overcoming limiting beliefs and by overcoming other things we'll talk about later. But the vast majority of people, including me when I was in your position, don't know what they want to do. And that doesn't matter because we can figure it out. What I like to do and what I did in my life was I reverse engineered what I wanted to become, what I wanted to do next. I remember sitting down with a pen and paper and going through this process that ended up going into my first book and ended up being the stuff that I take people through. There are exercises we can go through where we figure out what you want to do step by step. So we don't need to know in advance. We can figure it out and then we go through a process. It's not this idea that one day something will just come to us, we'll just be struck by lightning and we'll know what we want to do. There's no point in that. It's much more logical and much more practical than that. We can go through step by step. To give you an example of one of the exercises we do is most people can't say what they want in life, but they can say very easily what they don't want. So if I asked you now, what don't you like about your job? What don't you like about your career? I'm sure you could rattle it off. Well, what we can do is when we write down what we don't want, what we do want is the flip side of what we don't want. So as an example in my life, the very first thing I did when I went through this process and figured this out for myself was I didn't want to get up early every morning. I didn't want to wake up to an alarm clock. I didn't want to be beholden to someone else's timetable. Well, what that meant was the flip side of that is, what do I want then? What I do want is to be in control of my own time. And if we go through that step by step for everything we don't want and figure out what we do want, what we can then do is create a picture of the type of life we want. And we can look at what jobs and what careers fit around that life. As I say, that's just part one of what we do to it in order to figure it out. But the most important thing is you don't need to know right now what you want to do. We can figure that out as we go. Myth number two, and another big one, is that I've invested too much time, money, or energy in what I'm already doing to throw it away and to move into something else. That is huge, and it was a big one for me to have to overcome. It's huge for anyone who's in a profession where they've spent a lot of time qualifying, studying, anything like that. But no matter what job you're in, no matter what position you're in, it's likely you have invested a lot of time, money, and energy to get to where you are now. Even if it's you've been in the same business, the same industry for a while, and you've built up a reputation, you've built up knowledge within that industry. There's a big thing I always say to people who are frightened of leaving all of that behind. What we're effectively talking about here, if you've never heard about it, is the sunk cost fallacy. And it's the idea that we make decisions about our future based on time, money, or energy we've invested in the past. It's the idea, the very simple example you often hear for the sunk cost fallacy. It's like if you're playing roulette at a casino and you've lost £100 playing roulette and you keep playing roulette to try and win your money back. But all that happens is you just keep losing money because you're not very good at roulette. The best thing you can do in that moment is stop playing roulette. If you've lost £100 playing roulette, stop playing roulette, stop investing more time, money, and energy in that thing because of the sunk cost of what you've already invested, and go somewhere else where you're more likely to make that money back. That analogy stretches out into real life. The idea that we continue to invest time, money, and energy in something that we don't like, that's making us unhappy because of the time, money, and energy we invest in the past, is where the sunk cost fallacy comes into. I used to believe in the sunk cost fallacy a lot. Even the fact it's called a fallacy, it sounds like, yeah, it makes us sound daft when we think about it logically. Why would we do that? But the more I've understood, the more I've learned about human behavior and psychology and our emotions, is I think it's harsh to refer to it as a fallacy. This is very real for all of us. The idea that we've got an emotional attachment to the time, money, and energy we've already invested in being where we are is huge. So a big part of what I do in order to help people to change, people like you to change and move into something new, is to accept and appreciate and be grateful for everything we've already done. To deal with the emotions, something I don't like about the personal development and self-help world, are things like people telling us to take a leap of faith and jump off cliffs and just feel the fear and run with it. What none of these things do is help us to truly experience and accept the emotions that we're facing about the life we're going to leave behind. There's a lot of grief when we leave a life that we've been building for a long time, no matter what part of our life that is, but especially with careers and jobs. So it's important that we deal with that properly. But the most important thing about this is that we don't need to let it keep us where we are. We don't need to let the things we've done in the past keep us stuck in this same thing going forward. And what I'd ask myself if I was you, and if that is you, if this resonates a lot with you, is picture where you are now and picture how much you feel like you may have wasted time, you may be stuck in somewhere you don't want to be. And imagine 10, 15, 20 years down the line. Imagine if you don't change now, how you'll feel then. This is the time to make the change. The big thing to remember with this as well is all of the things you've learned, all of your knowledge, all of your experience, all of your skills, they don't get wiped. For anyone who remembers the movie Men in Black with the pen that wipes your mind, that doesn't happen when you change job. That's like the fear that we all have. It's that it's all gone to waste. You get to take everything that you've learned with you into a new profession, into a new job, into a new career. You'd be amazed at the transferable skills that you have that you can take with you into a new career that you are happy with and that makes you fulfilled every day. Myth number three is that you need money in order to be able to change your career. You need a nest egg, you need something to fall back on. It's just not true. Something people often say to me when they know my full story is that I sold a law firm when I completely changed from where I was then to where I am now. And people often assume when they hear that I became a multimillionaire, and they'll say, well, that's easy for you. It wasn't true at all. When I changed my career, I was over £250,000 in debt. I just got to a point where the pain of staying the same and staying in the career I was in was greater than the pain of changing, regardless of money. Most people I know who use money as an excuse or as the reason for not changing, they haven't reached the point yet where the pain of staying the same has overridden the pain of changing. Life is all about pain and pleasure, and we want to move towards pleasure and away from pain. But one of the things I've learned about humans is that our need for certainty and control is huge. It is great. And we will often choose something that causes us misery as long as it's still certain. But this also ties back into the personal development thing of taking leaps of faith and jumping off cliffs. People talk about just quit your job and move into something else. It's nonsense. We don't need to do it like that at all. I always say about when people say take a leap of faith, jump off the edge of the cliff, think about that metaphor, think about that imagery. It's petrifying. And I always say to people when they say, well, how did you do it? I say, well, do you know that cliff that you stand on the edge of that the personal development world is telling you to jump off? And you think, but if I jump off this, I'm going to kill myself. And I don't want to do that. I always say to people, there's a set of stairs down the side of the cliff that goes down to the beach. You can just walk down the stairs step by step. So we don't need loads of money to rely on, because we don't need to quit our jobs in order to go into something else. In the day and age we're in especially, we can do things slowly. We can build things in the background in order to move into something else. There are lots and lots of different solutions to the problems that you're facing, to the situation you're in. And we can figure it out and we can move step by step through it. So you do not need to have a lot of money in order to change. And myth number four, which ties in to the money one, but also ties into a time one, is people will say to me, well, I've got kids. I've got family to support. You see how this all interlinks with one another. But people will often use that as the ultimate excuse. I can't change, I've got kids. For me, when I hear that as an excuse, I work with people all around the world, not just in career change, but in changing their lives generally. We deal with emotional traumas and we deal with psychology, we deal with human behaviors. And a huge part of all of the problems we face in the wider issues go back to our childhood. And what I say to everybody is, if you are using your children as an excuse to do anything, even if you think it's in their best interests, please stop. Because you are causing them more harm than you are doing them good by staying in a job that makes you miserable and using them as an excuse to stay. They are much better off, I guarantee, with a parent who is happy and fulfilled every day than they are with a parent in a job that they hate. The reality is we can find ways to make sure that you and your family are still financially secure and stable whilst you change into something that you want to do. And you changing into something you want to do is the best thing you could do for your family and for your children. I guarantee it. The number of people I've worked with around the world who say to me when they've been through this type of work, when they've changed their careers, when they've changed their jobs to do something they want so that they're happier most of the time, is their relationships with their children, their relationships with their husbands and wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, partners, all improve. They all get better. Thinking like you have to stay stuck in a career you hate for the benefit of your family, it's the complete opposite. Your family will benefit massively from you taking the steps to change. And you can do that without risking their future, without risking their financial stability, without risking their security. That is crucial. And I can show you step by step how you can do that and you can have it all. So if you like the sound of all or any of that, if any of it resonates with you at all and you'd like to hear more, here's the sales bit. And this is the bit I never used to like, but I watched something a few weeks ago and it convinced me that this is really important. When you've got something that you know can change people's lives, can really help them, you're doing them a disservice if you don't tell them about it. So what I've developed, I wrote a book for a few years ago now called The 7 Secrets to Change Your Career. What I've developed since then, off the back of all the other stuff I've done, all of the stuff I've learned about psychology and human behavior and emotions, are three different packages that can help you to change your life from where you are to where you want to be, regardless of what your budget is. So there's three things. There's an online course, there's an online coaching program, and there's a live event. The online course is going to be available in mid to late February. The whole idea of it is it gets you as close to being coached by me one-on-one as it possibly can, because that's the most powerful thing we can do. So I will be filming the live event that I'm doing at the end of January, and I will be turning that into the online course. That will enable you to see me take a whole group of people through this entire process, step by step. We go through the 7 secrets that are in the book, but we add in all kinds of new things that I've developed since I first wrote the book. Things that will help you to get past all of your limiting beliefs, all of your fears, all of the practical problems that are getting in your way. The course includes over 8 hours of coaching, which is worth over £2,000. It helps you to figure out what you want to do with your life. It helps you to figure out all of the things that are holding you back and to get past them all. It also comes with a free PDF copy of the book, The 7 Secrets to Change Your Career, and a free copy of the audiobook as well. That online course is going to be £97 at full price once it's all up and running at the end of February, but you can buy that now at a pre-launch discount, a 50% discount of £47. So if you buy it now, you are on the list and you will get it as soon as it's ready in mid to late February for £47. The next step up from that is the online coaching program. The online coaching program is a 5-week program in which I will take you and a small group of people, there are only limited places on the program, but I will take you step by step through the course. So the advantage of that is you're not on your own doing the course. The course is great because you can go through it step by step by yourself. There's loads of exercises that help you change things in real life, break down all the psychology, all the emotion, everything that's holding you back. The purpose of the online coaching program is I can walk you through it. So we're going to do 5 calls on a Monday night, 7 p.m. UK time, and I'm going to take you through it all step by step. As well as me taking you through the program, you will be put in a small group of other people who are on the course, so that in between our calls, you can have a call with your peers, with other people who are going through the same process as you, and you can discuss the exercises with them. You can share your experiences, you can bounce off each other. I know that I always find massive benefit in being with people who are going through the same thing as me. No matter what it is, if we're around like-minded people, it helps. When you're around other people who are staying stuck in their careers and you tell them what you're doing, it's very rare that they will be as supportive as someone who is going through the same process as you. So being in that additional group gives you additional time and additional value to help you move through the course. As I say, it's 5 weeks. So not only do you get the over 8 hours of coaching that's in the course itself, which is worth over £2,000, you get an additional 10 hours of time with me, which is worth another £2,500. And the online coaching program is only £197, which is a 20% discount off what the full price would be. But I want to make this as affordable as I possibly can so that as many people as possible can access it. And with that £197, you also then get access to the online course when it's available in mid to late February, which you can go through as many times as you want. You get unlimited access to that course. You can go through it from anywhere. You can go through it as many times as you want. Go through it again and again and again. I still go through the exercises that are in this course whenever I'm reassessing what I'm doing with my life, which I do constantly and do on a repeat, because this is a lifelong thing. The whole point is we can evolve as we go. We don't need to go in one step from where we are to where we want to be. We can do it a step at a time. And the third option, which is the biggest investment, is a 1-day live event. I will be taking a group of people, again with limited places, through this entire thing in 1 day. We're going to meet in Liverpool City Centre in the UK on the 28th of January. It's going to start at 10 a.m. and going to run till 7 p.m. Depending on the venue, depending on how many people are there, we may be able to run a bit longer than that. but we're going to pack into that one day everything you need. So by the time you leave that day, you will have broken down all of the things that are holding you back. You'll have figured out all of the things you want to do, all of the ways forward you can take. You will have figured out options of jobs and careers that you can move into. And you will have first steps to take as you leave the course. You will also have the option to join an accountability group afterwards that can help you and give you support, and again, be with like-minded people as you go through this process. There are more details about all of this stuff if you scroll down the page, but that is the summary of what's there. There's the online course, there's the online coaching program, and there's the live event. Different budgets to suit different needs. And also depends on what you like to do. Some people like to come to a live event, interact with me in person, have all your questions answered on the day. You will be working in groups, you'll be working with me, we'll be going through everything in person, and you will not leave until we have got everything that you need done that day. Online coaching program is the same, except obviously you don't need to come to a live event in Liverpool. You don't need to travel. You can do it from home, from your office, wherever. As long as you've got an internet connection and access to Zoom, you can do it. The online course obviously is the lowest investment, the lowest cost, and you can do that at your leisure. There will be 8 to 10 hours of coaching videos in there, me coaching a group live, which will be as close to being coached one-on-one with me as you can get, plus some additional videos that I'll put in there as we go along. And you can just do that at your own pace from wherever you want to do it. As I say, there are limited places on the online coaching program and the live event. So if you do want to attend either of those things so that you can interact directly with me and get your questions answered, scroll down the page, click the buttons to sign up now, and you'll get all the details. If you have any questions, just send us an email at questions@solveanyproblem.online and I'll come back to you as soon as I can. And last but not least, all of the things, all of the packages come with an unlimited money back guarantee. So you can do the course, you can do the online coaching program, you can come to the live event. And if you don't think it was worth the money, you can email me, my team, and we will give you your money back. The only questions we will ask are for feedback about what you thought was wrong so that we can improve things for the future. I do not want to keep anyone's money if this doesn't do what I say it can do. And what I'm saying this can do is help you to change your career once and for all. It can help you to overcome all of the problems you're facing and help you to break down and get past all of the things that are stopping you making the decisions and making the changes you want to make. So there's an unlimited guarantee. You can come and you can do the entire course, and at the end, if you think it wasn't worth it, you can tell me, I'll give you your money back. That's how strongly I believe in this stuff. That's how much I believe it works. I guarantee it works. I guarantee this is the thing you need. I am certain it is what you need to get you out of the place you currently are, to stop you being stuck and to move into the life that you want to live. If you are ready, if you want to join me, scroll down the page, look at the details, click on whichever option suits you the best, and I'll look forward to seeing you on the other side.